Chapter 2. A Moonlit Lane. Kirsty looked up. The full moon sat overhead, a giant headlight beaming down perfectly, making the tree-lined path back to her cottage glow. She loved this walk, whether in the first light of morning or now when it was so still, even a bit spooky as dry leaves crunched under her feet and the warmth of Cheringham's lights faded behind her. And she was eager to get back. Nothing really special planned for this evening but supper and a phone call. But even that call, sitting curled up on the sofa, just talking, planning, plotting on the phone, was exciting. When she came to a break in the trees on either side of the lane, she could look out to the low-lying hills, seeing the lights of East Charlton in the distance, the faint trail of a car's light winding its way through the maze of hedges and narrow roads, visible one moment.